Track 9, and now it's back to the news. High Week residents oppose housing plans. Residents have united to fight a bid to build new homes on a controversial site at High Week. They claim that proposals for 33 houses at Howden Road are unsafe, unsuitable and unwanted. Objectors have launched a campaign which has seen dozens of households coordinating leaflets, petitions and online objections to Teignbridge District Council. Their campaign came after Newton Abbott town councillors raised objections to the scheme on the grounds of road safety and crime prevention. Wise Homes was denied planning permission by Teignbridge District Council for the scheme in 2018, but then won its case at appeal. It allowed the permission to lapse, but has now resubmitted the application. Residents in High Week say the scheme has sparked widespread concern, describing the plans as dangerous and unsustainable. One said, "Howden Road is a single-track lane with no pavements, blind bends and nowhere for pedestrians to walk safely. It's already risky and adding 60 or more cars, construction traffic and delivery lorries and vans will make it downright hazardous, not to mention the already heavily congested High Week village. Concerns have been raised about safety risks as Howden Road is too narrow for two-way traffic and already struggles with congestion. The junction with Mile End Road is considered dangerous and unsuitable for large vehicles or emergency access. There are further concerns over the environmental impact as a pond next to the site may be home to a protected species such as the greater crested newt, requiring proper investigation. Strain on existing infrastructure is another issue, with no main sewage for the new development, meaning additional large service vehicles will need to access the narrow road. Residents also fear years of noise, dust and disturbance during construction, affecting quality of life and safety. Councillor Jacqueline Fry, Devon County Councillor for Newton Abbott North, said, "The proposed development of 33 houses on Howden Road is deeply concerning. This plan must be re-evaluated with the well-being of residents and the environment at its core."
The Christmas shoebox appeal is underway. An appeal to ensure that families in Eastern Europe have something to enjoy over Christmas is now underway in Dawlish. Dawlish Water Rotary Club has launched its annual appeal for Christmas shoeboxes to bring cheer to children and their families in both Ukraine and Moldova. The appeal is being coordinated in conjunction with Christian Response to Eastern Europe, who have continued to provide humanitarian aid to the people of both of the countries. A key part of this is the collection of Christmas shoeboxes, where simple gifts can make a huge difference and lift the spirits of families facing daily fears. For the traumatised children, the shoeboxes at Christmas will be even more important in showing that they are not forgotten, said Rotary lead Bruce Pell. Rotarians will need to collect the shoeboxes from participating schools and groups throughout November. Items in the boxes need to be new to avoid any customs problems. Non-perishable items are required for the boxes. Such suitable items for inclusion in the boxes are pencils, crayons, notebooks, scarves, toys, calculators, torch, Lego, purses and wallets. The boxes can be for an individual boy or girl, while a larger one could be for a family. However, they will need to be labelled boy, girl or family with appropriate age ranges where feasible, continued Bruce. He says, "We are very fortunate that two local businesses have kindly agreed to act as collecting points in the town. Our thanks must go to Dawlish Funeral Care at Scala House on Lawn Terrace, which is next to the library, and Fraser Willier Estate Agents at 19 Queen Street in the town for their assistance."
Here's a striking headline: more green space in Newton Abbott than the English average. People in Newton Abbot have access to more local green space than the average across England. The figures come from a new analysis of environmental threats by the charity Friends of the Earth, who warned the risks of climate change are already a reality for millions across England. It was released ahead of the government's publication of its revised climate plan due next Wednesday. It shows there are 80 square metres of green space for every person in Newton Abbot, more than the median across England of 43. In addition, the data considers sewage pollution, respiratory disease levels and risks to life and property caused by climate change. Mike Childs, head of policy at Friends of the Earth, said this data shows the true scale of environmental threats across England and reinforces why a strong climate plan is so important to protect communities. The data also show some 17% of neighbourhoods in Newton Abbot have air pollution levels above the World Health Organization's recommended level. No Newton Abbot households are considered to be at enhanced risk of heat. Approximately 19% of Newton Abbot is covered in trees. Some 9% of Newton Abbot households are classed as fuel poor. Mr. Childs said that the government can take concrete action to tackle all these issues. By producing an ambitious programme to reduce emissions, the government can simultaneously cut bills, boost renewable energy, create green jobs, and improve public transport, he said.
Rifle Club celebrates 80th anniversary. A rifle club in a Dartmoor village has recently celebrated its 80th year. Under the command of Lieutenant Jack Gould, the Lusley Home Guard formed a rifle club in 1944 after they were stood down following the World War II. And the club has continued unbroken to the day, with it celebrating its 80th anniversary this month. Present and past members, as well as family and friends, marked the milestone with a special lunch at Bovey Tracy Golf Club. The club practice every Tuesday at 7 p.m. in the winter months at Lusley Village Hall. Its oldest member is more than 100 years old and was among one of its founding members. And there's a photograph attached and of the group of, quite a lot of them. And I can definitely see the gentleman who I would assume is the one who's been in with them from the start.